Blog Talk Radio.
Conviction to Zero Redemption by Stephen L. Bobo.
Hey, Mr. B.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Stephen Bobo here, Bozilla, if you will. I'm sorry about the little delay. We have a little mixed up with the host of the lady who's supposed to be on with me. She thought we were supposed to go on later because she's in another state and she didn't know it was Eastern Standard Time. So, once again, it's me and Danielle going to do the show tonight. People call in if you want the number. Danielle, give us the number so if people want to call in and chime in.
It's 563-999-3511. That's 3511.
All right, guys. If you guys have any kind of questions tonight, we're going to be talking about a lot of little things here, a lot of stuff that's going on in society. You know me, you know Danielle, you know we go straight shooter. You know, if you guys don't like it, I apologize. I'm not going to disrespect nobody, but I am going to tell you how I feel and how I think it is. First thing I want to say is, everybody, please be careful when this virus is going around. Wash your hands. No social, do social distancing, wear your masks. That's the main thing. Protect yourself, because I do want to hear you guys on another show, and I don't want to be surprised on Facebook if somebody's passed away that we know. So, guys, please take care of yourself and take care of your loved ones, and especially the elderly. If you have people who are in the nursing homes, we can't see them. It hurts because I can't even see my mom and stuff like that. But I want everybody to know, please be careful. And everybody who's out there, you're in my prayers and supposed to be doing. All right, Danny, what's the first thing you want to hit on today?
Oh, man, you know what? We had, do you want to continue on with the conversation we had this morning? With two of us were having over coffee, or would you like to talk about, you want to bring something up, something else up?
We can do this one here. I got a good topic here. This is kind of what we talked about
come
this
on.
Morning. My thing is this, the destruction of family, especially for my fellas who are inside the walls, especially for the women who are inside these walls. This is a destruction of the family because, to me, it is already casted out for this to happen. I was watching a show, Selma today. Those who know what Selma is, Selma, Alabama, about the walk over the bridge and all the good stuff. At this time, JFK was assassinated and Lyndon Johnson was president. And he was talking to J. Edgar Hoover. And he asked Hoover, "Well, Martin Luther King is starting to make a lot of noise. What can we do?" He said, we can do a lot of things. We can terminate things." And so you know what he meant by terminate. You know what that was. It was later on down the line when that happened. But he said, "No, I don't want to do that because, I'm just now into this election, and we've already had enough disaster in this family and disaster in this country." She said, "What else can we do?" She's like, "I'll tell you what. We can start with the wife." He said, "We can destroy the family." So right there tells me that, and if you guys don't believe me, go back and watch Selma. It's in there, word for word. So to me, it was already stated that we are going to destroy the black family by destroying the marriage. If you destroy the marriage of a black household, now the father and the mother are at each other's throat because it's so much trans, so much stuff that goes around in this world that destroys the black man's courage and destroys the black man's spite. It hurts. But you know what? That's more of an excuse to me because I have been through so much drama in my life in the last couple of years. It has not done nothing but made me stronger. But I know I've pissed off a lot of people. I know I've hurt a lot of people. That's including my ex, who's about to be my ex shortly. I know that I did that. That's my fault. I'll take the blame for that. I have no problem taking the blame for that. But here it is. We as a culture, black, white, Oriental, Martian, it doesn't make a difference. We have to love each other. We have to take care of our wives. We have to take care of our husbands because we're the ones that these next kids see, our kids see. And those are the ones who the girls are going to see the dad and the guys are going to see the girls, the mother. If the dad is acting like a fool, what type of daughter, what's your daughter going to bring home? 9 times out of 10, she's going to bring home a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Because the father is the girl's first love. And if you see the father treating the mother like garbage, so she's going to feel like it's okay for him to say whatever he wants to say to me or put my hands on. So
mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing that we have to understand as fathers. You cannot act a fool. No matter how much you and your ex or you and your girl don't get along or argue, you have to be careful what you say and what you do around your children.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, go ahead.
I also believe that women don't – I hate it when women say to their girls, your daddy ain't no damn good. Your daddy this, your daddy that. Look, I'm divorced, been divorced a while now. There's a reason why I'm divorced. I get frustrated with my ex-husband like ain't nobody's business, and he's got good reason to be. I know I was not a perfect wife, and I'm real hard to love. But your children at some point are going to realize that I'm half mom, half dad, and if daddy ain't crap, what's that say about me? And then in the same breath, we want to tell our girls to look in the mirror and know they're a queen and this, that, and the other. Well, how are they supposed to be a queen if you're telling them that half of their genes are trash?
Come on now.
The best you can tell your child is, and I'd have to fault myself for this because sometimes I get very frustrated. I've gotten better about it. But you say it did not work out.
They don't need to know
unless they was in the room. If their daddy decided to step out and cheat or whatever, if they wasn't in the room, they don't need to know that. Okay,
that's true.
It did not work out. Just because mommy and daddy don't love each other anymore, don't mean we don't love you, and you're the best thing to happen to us.
That is so true, because I can actually say that about my relationship, and I don't like to put my own stuff out there like that, but I want to know people understand that I'm real, and I don't talk about other people's businesses. I can talk about my mind. My business is this. I was a very decent husband until I went to prison, I feel. I went to prison, so many things changed in my life. I can only blame that on myself. I can't blame that on my system, because I blame that on me because I should have learned. The system only does so much. If you always come into the place with a negative attitude, it's going to even make you even more negative. Prison does fix you to some of the behaviors, but also adds on to a whole bunch more. But people need to understand this. Men, understand this. You have to learn how to check yourself and look in the mirror and say, hey, am I the asshole that people say that I am? At that point in time in my life, I was the asshole that people said I was. Because for one, I thought I was better than everybody else. I was the biggest man, the biggest kid in the room, but I also thought I was better than everybody else. I was bigger than everybody else, I wasn't a bully, but my image alone made people intimidate because I was bigger than everybody else. So I carried myself like I'm the big dog on campus. And so that transferred me to take it to the house, which wasn't the place to take it to because the wife didn't have to go death to deal with that. The kids, I didn't beat on my wife, I didn't beat on my kids, but the behavior enough was more than enough. It was worse than physical abuse because it was mental abuse. And I've been told by people that mental abuse is worse than physical because physical abuse does leave scars, but you can get rid of scars, do heal, but mental abuse is always there. And
never.
When you disrespect your wife, it goes all the way down through the generations. The daughter, the son,
mm-hmm.
the son can carry that on to be a domestic violence person himself because he sees daddy doing it. So the point is, guys, please think before you react. And I know that's a pot of black, and I'm almost 50 years old, and sometimes I still don't think when I react. You would think I learned by now. you know, God has worked with me so much, and he has gave me so many chances. He's shown me the light so many times. But the problem is, was my eyes open when he showed them to me, or was I keeping my eyes closed so I didn't have to see them? That's on me. That's not on God. You can only blame God for so much. Because if you don't choose to take the right path, that's on you. The path is there. You have to walk down. God's not going to carry you through the path. You have to walk through the path. If you choose to skip through the path and you miss things, that's on you. But I need people to understand, please, respect each other. Respect each other. We have to love each other. All right, Daniel, my phone is going to kick me out, so go ahead, keep on going.
All righty. You know, like I said, as you know, it's like it's great because you get both sides here. You get the male point of view and you get the female point of view. You know, Bo talked about the male point of view and the female point of view. You know, yes, you can be mentally abused, and I've been mentally and physically abused. I've been a victim of domestic violence twice, and we won't even go into mental abuse. There are so many different forms of abuse, and people toss that word abuse around. Anytime somebody holds something over your head to bend you to their will, whether it be
physical,
financial, mental, psychological, it is abuse.
That's
whether
so true.
They
I'm
are
back
aware of it or not, it is abuse.
That's right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Okay.
Ladies. Now, the one thing I will say is this, ladies. Tame your mouth. Tame your mouth. Just because you can say it doesn't mean you should say it. Yes, you might be angry at your husband, boyfriend, fiance, boo, sugar daddy, whatever.
Not the sugar daddy, though.
But you got to learn. Obviously, this person had something of value for you to let them in your house, around your children, and in your bed. So, before you start telling him he ain't shit, or you telling him that this ain't that and this ain't that, and you can do this by yourself, and you can do that, and you can do this, and you superwoman and all of that, were you thinking about that you was every woman when you was running around calling him daddy 3 months ago? Women, we got some mouths on us that make a person wish you hit them. Because I know I am, anybody that knows me knows that my mouth should be registered. I will tell you about yourself, call your mama, and tell her that I told you about yourself and what I said about you.
See? Now, here's another big thing.
See? Huh? Go ahead.
I said one other big thing. Let's get off that real quick, Daniel. One thing I do want to say this before time runs out. One thing I do want to say to both sides, men and women, husbands and wives, keep your family out your business.
Amen.
Keep your family out your business. If there is a problem
one more time for
that
the
needs to be, keep your family out your business. If there's a problem that you need to work out, don't go to Big Mama. Don't go to your sister. Don't go to your brother. Don't go to your cousin. Don't go to nobody. And same with daddies, fathers. Don't go to Mama. Don't cry to Mama because she's not listening or she's doing it. Don't call the Mama. Because, see, once you turn the family against the husband and the wife, the marriage is going to go down the flame. The first thing is that
hey, we got a call.
They're going to think they're going to be able to come in and run your household. And, man, you know darn well you don't want nobody coming up in your household telling you what to do and what not to do. And that's including your family. I love my mama to death, but my mama knows. When she stepped her foot in my house, it was Stephen's law and Stephen's rules. But Mama does have a say-so to a point. Like, her mother has a say-so to a point. But it has to be to the point where both of y'all have to control the situation. Don't put your family involved in it. Now, if it's physical, as he's hitting her or she's hitting him, that's a totally different story. But if you're having disagreements and stuff like that, leave it at that. It's like that. And don't go to your best friend, because 9 times out of 10, she probably wants to sleep with your husband too, and he probably wants to sleep with your wife. I'm just keeping it real. You know what I mean? You know, I keep it 100.
Hey, we got a call, Mr. B. Let's see who we got.
You know what I mean?
Hello, who's on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio. My name is Brother Blondie.
Okay,
hey, what's
we'll
up,
take
man?
It.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm hearing what a lot of people are saying. You know, I'm glad I don't have children, but I definitely know what they're like. You know, being in a bad relationship, and what's interesting is I've been in a bad relationship before. And one of the keys of me moving on from a bad relationship, probably the OJ situation.
Okay.
Because, and what I mean by that situation, in 1995, 94% of domestic violence victims did not feel sorry for Nicole Brown Simpson because they felt she was in an easier situation than most to move on. And that gave me the inspiration to move on from a bad relationship. And what I mean by easier situation, I know it's hard to walk away from a bad relationship. But when you're in an easier situation than most, in case, for instance, the OJ thing, most domestic violence victims doesn't have the money to just get up and go. Where Nicole, in her case, had the money. She could have easily left. Now, in my situation where I was in an easier situation to move on, it's a billion times easier to walk away from a bad relationship, and I'm saying this to the men, when you have no children, if you have no children, you can easily walk away. There's nothing holding you. As you pointed out, Steve, someone can hold something over your head. That's the main thing they hold over your head, the children. You can't hold that over my head because I don't have any children. Yeah, that's just my input. My point is, there are a lot of people, both men and women, that are in an easier situation than most to get out of that bad situation, and just don't do it. There are a lot of couples who don't share children together but decides to stay in it, which I don't understand why. You have no children. You can easily walk away.
I 100% agree with you on that one. You can walk away if you have no kids, but that's the problem. A lot of parents, a lot of people don't understand. When you have kids, that's a major, major thing you have to do. You have to make sure you are not going to, because when you damage the mother or you damage the father, you're going to damage the kids too. I don't care what nobody says. You damage the kids when you walk, when you have the domestic violence or you guys divorce, all that type of stuff. Sometimes, no matter how much people say, come back in the long run, because I know right now that I know for a fact that the things I'm about to go through, it's only going to be worse. I know. I see it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Brother Blondie.
Thank you.
You are.
I mean, you know, and that kind of begs the question, Bo. What's better, an absent parent or a toxic parent?
Both of them are bad. absentee parent is worse because, like me, my father wasn't around for me for half my life. And then I was raised by a stepfather, which I took made him feel like the blues because I was always the main one saying, you ain't my daddy. But if he ain't my daddy, then what was my daddy? He was the closest man male figure I had. But I was degrading him because he wasn't my daddy. But my real daddy wasn't around, which that wasn't by my choice.
Right,
that's a whole
right.
other show. A whole other show. You know the whole story on that. It's a whole other show. Go ahead.
I mean, we got like 8 minutes. 7 minutes.
Okay, go.
But, I mean, I'm going to say, you know what, but I'm going to say I would rather a parent that is toxic to the child or that the parent that, you know, when they get together is just all the way bad, then I would much rather see an absent than not be there. Like, say you got a father that is just, we're not even going to say domestic violence. We're going to just say that they are just not good. They're just not a nice person. The child is always stressed out, you know, or whatever when they're around. And it's just, you know, like I said, which is better, a toxic parent or an absent parent? You know, maybe if they are divorced, they can both be their own person and be better parents to the child.
I agree with that.
You know, because when they're together, it's nothing but pain and heartache and hell and high water and bedlam and shoot civil wars and aliens and all kinds of mess going on.
Stupid. But you know what? You're right, though. people don't seem to understand that. And I know for a fact, and like I said, I don't shoot nobody down because I can't shoot nobody if my barrel's full with stuff. I can't because I have been a person who has been wrongly accused of a lot of stuff, and people know what I'm talking about. And I have wrongly accused people who didn't do nothing. And so I can understand why women walk away. I can understand. I'm not agreeing with the women. I'm not agreeing with men. But if it is toxic, walk away. Because if it's not good for you, if it's not good for you, you know, darn well, it's not going to be good for your kids, then the kids end up in what we fight, Danielle, the pipeline. And
that's right.
And there goes
that's
the pipeline because
right.
a lot of pipeline kids that come from abusive, toxic marriage with their parents. The parents have a toxic relationship, so that makes the relationship with the kids toxic. And then they come
right.
to school and make it toxic on the teachers, which makes it toxic for the other kids, so it keeps on going. Now, like, geez, one mistake in a family can mess up a whole group of people.
Vicious cycle.
That's a cycle, exactly. That's so true. How much time we got?
You know what? We got about 5 minutes, and Brother Blondie rolled on us.
Okay. Anybody
cool.
else
Nobody
on there? We got 5 seconds.
No,
oh, so he did a good job.
It's you and me.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate people who do try to get in, and they could get in because, you know, sometimes these phones act up. That's why I'm getting ready to spend the money to send this over to 30 minutes, over to an hour, which I can have more than 20 people. To an hour, got 10 people in to talk, and we'll have open lines so people can buzz in, and she can bring people in. So that's what I want to do. That was smooth right there. How we got him in, it's her, and I do appreciate your call, sir. And I know we and you are supposed to hook up. We're going to hook up this week sometime before it gets tremendously hot. But I want people to understand that me and Dollface do this because we have both been in relationships that have been crazy. She works with kids. And she sees what goes on with kids that have to come through these type of relationships. Chrissy Wilson.
Yeah,
my
baby's special needs and couldn't even tell you how crazy it was. They're just acting out because they're just acting out what they saw half the time.
Right. But like I said, these kids, you know, and we are so quick to say, oh, that's because the daddy wasn't right. Oh, that's because the mama was on drugs. You know what? It has a lot to do with that. You're right. But as a whole, if we call ourselves family, and I'm not talking about blood family, I'm talking about friends, people around your clique, as you call them. If we're family, we're people, we're brothers and sisters, and not the same mother, father, but we're brothers and sisters, we need to be able to be there for the kids. If the mother is not doing right, then that lady and the lady who's a friend with the wife or either friend with the husband should be there like a mother. Look, she doing the wild thing, but here, let me look out for you. Okay, what's up? Talk to them. Talk to the girls. Sometimes the daughter will talk to the mother's best friend before she talks to the mother.
Yeah. And everybody needs somebody to talk to that's not emotionally invested in the situation.
That's right. That's right. Because sometimes I know for a fact that I talked to Christy Wilson's son, my boy T-Rex, and I talked to him. I give him the gut love. I talked to him straight how it's supposed to be talked to. Because, you know, sometimes they don't want to talk to their parents.
Right.
You know, that's the problem. I really didn't have nobody to talk to at that time in my life. Because, like I said, my dad wasn't around. I had a stepdad. I treated like crap. You know, then I had to talk to my other friend's family. You know, and sometimes you don't even feel comfortable doing that. But we have to find a way where us as parents with our children can be able to be open-minded enough to hear what they're talking about. Because 9 times out of 10, when kids tell you something, they tell you that for a reason. They're not lying.
Mm-hmm.
They might exaggerate the truth a little bit, but they're not lying. There's something behind that story they tell you. So that's the job of us as parents need to find out what it was.
Yeah. My crazy
because
but,
we don't want to see our kids on the news. We don't see our kids on the news on a white sheet. We don't want to go identify no bodies, and we don't go build no kids out of jail. So
that's right.
As parents, aunts, uncles, big cousins, big brothers, big sisters, big mama, little mama, whatever you want to call them, they need to get control of our kids and come together and let's bring these kids home. Get them out the street.
That's right.
Get them away from
it's
the
a
gang
whole
members.
Lot easier to help a wounded child than to repair a broken adult.
Come on now. Come on now. 90 seconds. So, Danielle, you can go ahead and take us home. I'll say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Danielle's going to take us home. I got class here in a minute, so I'm going to say much love, y'all. Thanks. We'll see you next time. Go.
Namaste, everybody. Doll faced out. All right, Mr. B. Oh, yeah, it cancels. As soon as you hang up, it cancels. Episode. Are you sure? In the episode.